do you mind addressing any concerns he has on that? Thank you.
Oh, I see it.
So I guess just finding a corner pin and showing.
So this is just describing this whole box of text is describing this red area. That's a surveyor has surveyed that out and transited it and written it out in words to describe that red circle.
Right here, okay, picture here. They're going to have another entrance that's above the cul-de-sac.
That's right. There's going to be an entrance here down closer down Lakeshore Drive.
That would be gated, and then the people with the, has like a puck.
It's the same gate.
It's the same gate.
Yeah, so the same puck.
Yeah, so they don't have to put, they just drive up and it opens up on that. Is that right?
Right. We're just moving the gate.
Okay.
Well, because we've already moved the gate. Sorry.
Okay.
It's moved.
The only other thing is the new posting. What is that concerning? Because it was halfway down the hill on Lakeshore.
The second posting
you
in September?
You said you posted something 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's the exact same one. So the statute requires us to post the notice before the first reading. It doesn't say about the second reading, but we posted it anyway, just to be safe.
Well, it's already been taken by somebody.
Oh, the posting?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of those is mine, I know.
I can take them, sir.
Hey.
Thank you.
Mr. Garrison, do you have any other concerns or questions on that?
Thanks.
No.
Thank
just
you.
The noise from all the construction.
Thank you, sir.
Is there anyone else here wanting to come forward on this petition? I see none. Any further questions?
I don't have any.
Travis, you said April is the court case is set for April to discuss.
April 1st. This
April
one.
1st.
And Mr. Davis was at that hearing, and we went through all of this pretty much song and verse with the judge Thursday.
And you don't anticipate by doing this and acknowledging that they will complete the road through at that time, that would involve hinder the county's presenting the court case?
Commissioner, I think that probably I'd refer you to my letter since we're in open session and not closed session. I don't want to not be responsive, but I also want to be respectful of the commission.
Thank you. I received all this late Friday and I had several other things, so I wasn't comfortable with this because I'd not had a chance to dig into it like I would have liked to.
And I actually realized late Thursday that we needed to probably generate a follow-up letter, so I know it was delayed.
The entire petition is what I was talking about that I got.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you meant specifically my letter.
No, it was everything. And then to look at it and go through it all and to be comfortable with it.
I understand.
Well, I know that if there were to have been a remonstrance, one of the main things we have to look at is if the road is useless, and then if the repairs and everything else is unreasonable and those types of things. With not seeing a remonstrance, and being sensitive to lawsuits, but yet attorneys here not showing concern about the additional vacation of the roundabout. Do you have an order, Mr. Elliott? Did I hear you guys say that you had one, or did you say you didn't have one?
I do not have an order. I propose to, similar to what you did prior, if the county commission is inclined to vacate, I would propose sending an order to Mr. Elliott for his review.
Mr. Elliott, is that, because we have one here.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what the situation was, so I did prepare a proposed order already.
Oh, good.
So if y'all would like to do the same thing you did with the other room vacated, I can share that with Mr. Wade to see if he's comfortable with it, if that's what y'all would prefer.
I haven't seen it, but I'm happy to.
So if we do decide to move to vacate, just use the same language as before. Is that fine with you?
Yes.
That's fine with you?
Yes.
Same language in the motion, not same language as the...
Preferably.
Yeah, of the order. Do you guys have any other questions or concerns or comments?
Well, I know it'll happen for everyone, but I would like it to, like we do in all roads, we always, to see that something is completed, I'd like to be the condition that they, that is, upon the closing of the turnaround, the cul-de-sac, that the road is completed through to connect.
I don't disagree. I'm trying to think of how we can make that happen with...
And we certainly agree to that because we are incentivized, as you pointed out, to finish it.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think how we would... I guess we wouldn't actually vacate the land until... So you could still do the... How would that work, Mr. Elliott? Because they'd be performing construction on... If the vacate is contingent upon them completing the construction, they cannot begin construction on it with it being a county...
That's correct. So I anticipated this issue with respect to the new cul-de-sac, and I didn't know whether it had been built or not on Waterview. So I built that condition into the proposed order. I was not anticipating the connection of the road on the White Oak Ventures property. So, I mean, we could build that into the order. We could make the order condition upon both, and I understand now the cul-de-sac's completed, as well as connection of the road there. I mean, we could build that in. That's about the clearest way that I can think of to do that, because you're right. I mean, it's kind of like chicken or the egg. They can't build on county cul-de-sac until it's vacated, and of course they can't build the road until it's vacated. So that's about the best way that I know how to build that into the order.
But you can build it into the order and you guys be satisfied with that. Does that address the concern the commission has with...
I just feel out of respect of everything that's happened in regard to this situation that would and on any time the county closes a road or if they're going to accept it, we have conditions that these items are done. And I do realize the dilemma being county property and go that. But I feel if it was built into it, it would be showing that we're being responsive to a lot of issues.
So if I'm clear, you want that road, that connecting road through the cul-de-sac completed, and then that's the condition for the vacation.
Well,
it all goes together.
It all goes together, yeah. I'm assuming Mr. Elliott will have to write that up in the order to where you guys would agree upon it, and it meet the concerns of the commission.
It would just show that will happen, as it.
Move to approve the vacation of a portion of Lakeshore Drive as presented, contingent upon councilor approval of the order, addressing the concerns and addressing the concern of finishing the road through the existing cul-de-sac.
And authorizing
Commissioner Schofield to sign after approval.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. So, Travis, you'll just send shoot me that?
Yes.
Okay.
It'll need to be revised.
I need a five-minute recess. I want to take a five-minute recess.
Mr. Wade, all my questions are done as a commissioner, not as a citizen that has any interest in this dock or the road.
Okay.
I appreciate your question. I hope I answered it.
You did. Thank you.